Welcome back to Daily Fortnite. This is your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today, I want to help you guys out with a challenge. If you happen to have gotten the Season 4 Battle Pass, I want to help you out with one of the challenges here, and that is the Fortnite letters, the spelling of the Fortnite. You got to get them in order. They appear in order. So I'm going to help you out with the order and where to find them so you can help get that week one challenge done and out of the way. You have until Tuesday morning, I believe, is when the next week's challenges start. You could still go back and do the other ones, but for the week one challenges, you know, the faster you can get them done and out of the way, the faster you'll be able to get all the challenges done in the season, so that you can, you know, get up to that tier 100 and unlock that Omega skin once you get there. So I'm going to help you out with that now. Let's do the Fortnite challenge on today's episode, where you're looking again for the Fortnite letters. And to start out, you want to get that F, and the F is going to be in Anarchy Acres. It's going to be where the red barn is. So you want to land on top of the red barn, and then there is like one of those wind pattern things that tells you what direction the wind is coming from, that is shaped like a rooster. So go to that, and the F should be there above the rooster. That's where you're going to pick up the F. And then once you get into another game, and you want to go pick up the O, next up you will go to there's a little area between Retail Row and Tomato Town that has it's like a shipping container yard, and then there should be an O on top of one of the green containers there. So again, it's easiest if you you know, once you start doing this challenge, when you start a game and you start going for the O, go for this area on the map again, the retail between Retail Row and Tomato Town, shipping containers. Try to land there, and when you're going there, be looking to land on top. The O should be at the very top of the containers, on top of a green container. Next up, let's go to R. R is going to be in Risky Reels area. This one, it's up high. It's kind of behind. I picked this one up. I believe I remember it being behind. There was a kind of like a movie screen area. So if you build up to there, you should be able to get that R. This is not one that you can really land on top of something. You'll definitely have to build to get it. But it should be somewhere near where the movie screen is, if I remember right when I picked that one up. Next up is your T. This one is an easy one to find. You're going to land at Salty Springs. Again, land on top of the building. You're going to be going on the very east of Salty Springs. Not actually inside of Salty Springs, but just outside of Salty Springs, there's like a little lookout tower, and the T should be on top of that. So that's your T. Next up, let's get our N. This one is a really easy one as well to be able to find. Once you're going to Tilted Towers to get the end, and it's going to be on top of the clock tower. So everybody knows where that is, or most people should know where that is. It's in the southwestern part of Tilted Towers. Go to the top of the tower there, just land on top of the tower, and the end should be right there on top. Next up is the I. This is another easy one. It's right in the center, little like pagoda awning cover area in Pleasant Park. When you land, just land on top of that building, and the I should be right in the middle. And then the next one is your next T, which should be in Haunted Hills So you're gonna want to go to Haunted Hills, get a couple of supplies, and then you'll be able to build up to get yourself. It's gonna be above one of the tombstones that kind of looks like a bat. So you should be able to get that pretty easily. Again, there's plenty of trees and cemeteries around to you can knock down to get materials. But yeah, go ahead and get those materials right when you land so that you can build up to get that T that's above that tombstone that's shaped like a bat. And then last but not least is our E. On the E, it's going to be in Flesh Factory in the northeastern part of the Flesh Factory on top of the building. Again, when you go there, land on top of the building, and then yeah, you'll be able to go pick up the E. Pretty easy to do. And it's going to be kind of like in like a tube area, so you will have to break the wall there so you can actually get to it. But it'll be right there on top of the building. Shouldn't be hard to miss. Let's see here. Yeah, that's about it, guys, for that. Again, we just spelt the Fortnite, so that's the challenge there. Another great thing that I want to mention about the podcast, I am now well over 10,000 downloads for the podcast, so I want to say thank you to you guys again for continuing to check out the show, listen and download, rate, review, and subscribe. I would love for you guys to do some more of that. I tweeted out a poll yesterday asking you guys your favorite skin so far for the season 4 battle pass skins. Got a little bit more participation in this one than the last one. Still looking for more, but Technique was the winner of this poll, which happens to be my favorite one so far. It's out of the ones that I've been able to use. I haven't reached those upper tiers yet, and I didn't pay for them, so I've been able to get Technique, and I really like that one out of the ones I have, which are Carbide, Battlehawk, and Technique. I really like the Technique skin. Seems like you guys like that one as well. Let's see here, what else do I mention? I already mentioned the 10,000 downloads. Thank you guys again for that. Yeah, if you're listening, anywhere you're listening, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe, because it helps the show out even more. Again, we're well over 10,000 downloads now. The average number of listeners per episode has gone up almost every single day, so that tells me that, you know, more people are finding this show, so you guys are doing a great job of getting the word out there and, you know, coming back and continuing to listen. We got some tips here for one of the week one challenges. I'll come back for more of some of the other challenges and episodes before the week one challenges are up. But also, you know, because there's some easy ones on there that are no problem, like the one of the challenges is land in 10 different named locations. That's easy. You know, you play 10 games and each time just land in a different spot, and there you go. That challenge is no problem. Yeah, again, thank you guys for checking out the show. I think that's going to be it for now, but I will be back tomorrow with another episode. I'm also finally going to get to go see with my family. We're going to go see the new Avengers Infinity War movie. So I'll let you guys know what I think about that when I post the episode tomorrow. It will be spoiler-free. I won't mention any spoilers for anybody else who hasn't gotten a chance to see it yet. I'm pretty happy with myself that I've been able to go a whole week without getting spoiled about anything. So I promise I'll do the same for you guys, just in case any of you haven't seen it. But until then, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.